Hi.
Hi, nice.
Corinne, how are you?
Great, how are you? Nice to meet you. I have to say, I've really been a big fan of all your work at Disney. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now, Amy and Peter, can I first start talking to you about Tangled, because it's one of my favorite films that you ever made. I love it, and I know you worked on the original film, Amy, as well as the short.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you also worked on, I did some research on you, work with Mulan. You started
that
with
was
Mulan?
My very first film.
That's great. And then you got involved with Tangled, and how did the short come after the film? Like how did that project happen?
Well, we all came back from after making the film,
mm-hmm.
and, there was just so much desire to continue to spend time with these characters that we loved.
Mm-hmm.
We knew a lot of people wanted to see Eugene and Rapunzel get married.
Right.
But what we really wanted to do was have fun with Max and Pascal.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of used the wedding as a frame and kind of as an excuse to go off and have a great time with those two characters, which actually, when Nathan and Byron were doing their press tour for the film, we realized just how wildly popular Maximus and Pascal came to be.
So yes.
That seemed like a natural way to have a good time.
That's great. Do you think there'll be, like, another version of the movie? Do you think there'll be a Tangled 2?
You know, nothing that we're kicking around right now.
No? Okay. Well, I'm sure it would be very successful. But speaking of success, Frozen is the most successful movie. Congratulations to both of you on the huge success. I think it was like $1.2 billion in sales. That's unheard of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. We're humbled by the support that the movie got once it was released. It was very exciting for us.
That's great. Well, it's a great film, and it deserves everything. I mean, you are smart to have worked with Bobby and Kristen Lopez. They're such a talented duo in New York, and very much.
Well, that's sort of an interesting story there, because I also produced Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I love that movie.
And at a time, we had, it was a very different scale movie, very different budget,
mm-hmm.
and we had to take a risk on new songwriters, and that was Bobby and Kristen. So it was by producing that movie, working with Bobby and Kristen there, and sort of introducing them to the studio. Plus, they had done some work on for the parks on
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Oh, right.
That's why it became clear, because of the way they collaborate in storytelling as well as great songwriting.
Yes.
That we wanted to work with them on Frozen.
That's fantastic, and they've done so much in the theater with Bobby Avenue Q and Book of Mormon, so they're pretty famous here in New York.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. But I think Frozen really made them much more famous to people outside of this New York City Broadway community.
Well, there's no question that Frozen is able to reach a global audience, and with that, and with the songs that they wrote, I think
mm-hmm.
has really given them much deserved exposure.
Absolutely. So I hear there's going to be a Frozen 2. Do you have any idea when that's coming out?
We don't have a set date yet.
Okay.
We are in development on it. It's the same creative team.
That's fantastic.
So we're moving forward on it, but we don't have an announced release date yet.
Okay, and I heard a rumor that it might even go to Broadway for like Frozen the Musical.
Well, separately, we are working. That has been announced that
mm-hmm.
We're working on Frozen, the Broadway musical, based on the first film.
Right.
So Bobby and Kristen are, working with Jen and Tom Schumacher's group, theatrical group. So that is also underway.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that's good, because there aren't that many good children's shows on Broadway right now. So that would be something that would be I think it would be a huge success.
Sure.
I mean, right now they only have Matilda. I think that's the only Broadway show right now. Well, actually, Aladdin, yours, of course, and Lion King, Disney
right.
magic, as from the films. But there, those have been playing for a pretty long time. Aladdin's wonderful, and Lion King's been playing for oh God, I think over 10 years, maybe 15. So, yeah, but I mean, you know, it'd be nice to see a new film made into a Broadway musical. You know, Aladdin's been very successful, which came out a few years, I think it's a little over 2 years now that's been running on Broadway. So, anyway, well, I mean, the short's a wonderful, I love Frozen Fever. I thought it was really well done, and Tangled Ever After were both wonderful films. I really got a kick out of them both, and you guys should be really proud of yourselves, because it's really, it's such a great DVD. I really enjoyed watching all the movies that are on that DVD.
Well, great. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really varied in terms of all the content. It's really a great disc, I think.
I thought so, too. I mean, I loved every single one of them, every single film. Did either of you also work on Feast? Or Paper Man?
I think we were still making Frozen during that time.
Yeah, we were still making
time.
Frozen, so no. They were doing Feast.
Oh, okay, because it's really touching, that movie. Also, I loved all of the movies, and Bessie, I was very touched by that. I mean, I loved it. I was just sitting there with that, and I've watched it numerous times. Really enjoyed all of the films on it. But I think Frozen was probably your most popular, you know, so. And I have a lot of friends that have small children that are obsessed with everything Frozen from, you know. By the way, it was very cute what you did with, you know, the tears being turned into snowmen, for the Frozen Fever. Who did the animation on that?
Well, we had our same animation crew that worked on the movie.
Right.
In fact, that was one of the fun things is, you know, obviously it is a short.
Yes.
But it seemed like a lot of the artists who had worked on the movie all wanted to animate their piece of the short, so sometimes they would just animate one scene, but they were proud of getting to visit with the characters again.
Of course. And it was great that you had all the same people from the film voicing it as well. Like Adina.
Yeah, to us, that's a natural. You know, when it's the same creative team, plus it was just fun for us because a lot of us hadn't been together since the release of the movie. So just to get back in the room together was a joy.
That's great. How like what is it typical? What is a producer and associate producer? What do they typically do on film? I know what they do in theater, but I don't know what they do on film.
Well, I'll let Amy talk about associate producing.
Yes.
For producing, the simple answer, because it can get fairly complicated, the simple answer is to really understand the vision that the directors are trying to get up on the screen.
Okay.
And help them achieve that. So that can be everything from, you know, being there during story development to hiring the writers and putting the story team together, putting the crew together.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much there from the beginning to the end, including interfacing with other divisions, whether it's marketing or whether it's consumer products, all of that, but really protect the directors for what they do best, which is focusing on the creative of the film.
Okay, that's great. Now, how does one become decide that they want to do this when they're, you know, like, how did you become a producer? Like, what did you do first, Peter, to become a producer?
Well, I worked in theater for 15 years before coming to Disney.
Oh, okay.
So towards the end of that 15 years, I was in a more creative role.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to Disney, the process here is so different. I actually started off as a production manager, then an associate producer, and then producer.
Got it.
And I think everybody's path is a little different. Amy, is
yeah, you? I don't think there's a recipe for it. I mean, I had a creative development job before coming to Disney, and I wound up in Florida because my husband's been with Imagineering for years, and they were starting the Florida studio, was doing their first feature, which was Mulan.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually looking for someone to manage the computer graphics group. And I didn't even know what a pixel was. So I had a creative background, came into the medium, and really fell in love with the studio and the artists and the storytelling. And kind of we came back to Los Angeles and kind of made my way from there. So, you know, I don't think there's any one route. I mean, my education was an English lit major, so what do you do with that? I think it's love of storytelling, mm-hmm. and I echo Peter in terms of what the associate producer role is. It's always about getting the creative vision on screen, and sometimes the associate producer role has to really balance that with the schedule and the budget. How do we make the right strategic decisions so that you're getting the best storytelling up on screen?
I would say that our roles, producer and associate, they overlap a lot.
Yeah.
So we work very much as a team. The whole production team, really helps us make this movie.
That's great. Well, it's a great.
And I think that's what's great about animation is it really is a team sport, mm-hmm. Which is a little different, I think, than other forms of entertainment.
Right. Do you guys both sit in when they do the voiceovers, when the actors actually do the voiceovers? Do you ever watch that happen? Do you go to the shoots when they and make the voice recordings, or is that done somewhere else and is in another studio?
No, we're definitely part of the. Not only the recordings, but the actual casting of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably saw 100 people along with the directors for each role. And then once we're cast, we actually record the voices first.
Got it.
And then we animate after their voices are recorded. But because the script is always changing, we're constantly bringing them in about every 3 months. We bring them in to work on revisions of the script.
Oh, that's great. So
it's also great because the voice talent gets to also interact with the teams making the film. So they might visit our animators and talk about, like Adina did a great talk about how she actually physically performs and sings and the kind of breathing and just to try and make it as authentic and believable as we could with Elsa.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. So you did that with everyone that was in the film. Also, did they draw some of the characters based on the actual people that are playing the roles? Because I noticed some of the characters in some of the Disney films actually look like people that are the voice behind it.
Generally, we design the characters for the creative of the film.
Right.
Oftentimes, that process is happening at the same time we're casting.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I will say that each actor brings a certain nuance to the performance that the animators can pick up on and perhaps use some of it.
And I think a lot of times you see it in gestures and little subtle, subtle facial expression that having watched the actors perform just kind of gets infused into the character.
Yes, absolutely. That's great. Well, congratulations on all the great things you've done. I mean, it must be such... You must be so happy. It must be a fun job. It's probably a lot of pressure and a lot of work, but it must be. Are you having like the time of your life doing this? It must be a dream job.
It is a dream job. I think we're very happy doing it. That said, it is a lot of work. It's it's very hard to get these movies right, to get the story working, to get all the production elements pulled together. So it's a definite challenge in the timeline and, the budgets we work with.
Right.
But, yeah, every once in a while you step back and say, wow, there's no job that I'd rather be doing.
I can imagine.
The other thing that's kind of serendipitous is Peter and I are both celebrating our 20th year at the studio, and I think we can both say that this is the most exciting time to be here, and having John Lasseter creatively leading the studio has been just fantastic. So for me, I am having the time of my life. I think this is the best time to be at Disney Animation.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview. It was an absolute pleasure talking with you, and I can't wait to see the next films that are coming out. Is there anything else you can share? Like anything that you can, any films that you can talk about that quickly? Because I know you only have a minute or so left to talk.
I mean, for Frozen 2, we're still in development. It's just great to be back with these characters and in the world that we developed for the first movie. We're finding it very exciting.
And we're super excited about what's coming out of the studio with Zootopia coming out next spring and Moana coming out the following fall. There's some really exciting new content coming out of the studio.
That's great. Do you have any? Have either of you worked on Hero 6? That was another film.
So our films overlap. It generally takes 2.5 to 3.5 years to make a film.
Right.
So when you're on a project, there are other films like Big Hero that are being worked on. We get invited to screenings along the way, but we didn't actually work on them.
Oh, well, it was a brilliant film also. I loved it. So I just wanted to say, I wonder if they're going to come out with another one of those also. Big Hero 7? I don't know.
That's what's great about this world is anything's possible, but, you know, there's no definite plans on anything right now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview, and I hope that I can speak with you again and hopefully meet you one day in person.
Great.
Our pleasure, Chris.
All right. Thank you.